Bread bag clips, smashed phone servers, and the dialogue dividend. The day's lighter material begins with the taxonomy of the Oclupanida, a satirical scientific cataloging of plastic bread bag closures as if they were biological specimens, complete with genus names, morphological descriptions, and distribution maps. It drew 152 points and 38 comments, with the thread described as a mix of people who have clearly been waiting their whole lives for this, and people discovering it for the first time. In a similar register, a post on the JGS font and ASCII art history is characterized as a genuine love letter to a form of visual expression that predates graphical interfaces and has outlasted predictions of its obsolescence. The post, "Why Thinking Out Loud with Someone Beats Thinking Alone," from The Signalist, drew 282 points and 122 comments. The author proposes the concept of a dialogue dividend, the observation that explaining thinking to another person produces insights that internal deliberation alone does not, even when the other person contributes nothing substantive. The HN thread explores the mechanism without reaching a clean resolution. The benefit may come from hearing oneself speak, from social pressure toward coherence, from the other person's reactions providing low information but high bandwidth feedback, or from the simple effect of slowing thought into verbal sequential form. The post extends the rubber duck debugging phenomenon familiar to programmers into a broader cognitive and social theory. Storied Colors, a catalog of named colors, drew 181 points, with commenters sharing favorites in a thread described as simply lovely. The smashed toilet phone web server, which is exactly what it sounds like, collected 20 points and 11 comments. Someone ran a functional web server from a smashed phone, documented the experience, and posted it to appropriately delighted reception. A show HN from 2 second-year electrical engineering students who built an 8-bit CPU from first principles, designing the ALU, the control unit, and the instruction set, drew 80 points and 20 uniformly supportive comments, with the HN community treating the project as genuine engineering education done well. The episode closes with a time capsule review of two earlier predictions. A May prediction that companies with heavy EV bets could face significant losses if adoption slowed was characterized as more nuanced than a simple vindication. EV-focused companies experience stock pressure and reduced growth projections in some markets, but the overall transition continues unevenly, with some markets accelerating faster than expected, while North American markets have stalled. A prediction that defense and energy sectors would benefit from geopolitical tensions saw defense gains from increased military spending commitments, but energy stocks had mixed performance as supply disruptions were partially offset by demand-side softening from economic headwinds. The variable described as underweighted was demand destruction, characterized as a recurring humbling factor in energy market predictions.